I'm really excited to talk to you about Bats and your music and everything that's been happening with your story. Your promo for the album has been really overtly queer, looking at your Oh Lord film clip and how Chasing and how it has been linked to your story on Hack. This Is Our Vice from last year wasn't labeled a gay album. Does it all come from the same place?
Well, I guess it's been a long personal journey. And when I wrote This Is Our Vice, I was like hardly even out to myself, let alone anyone else. So yeah, Sam and I only came out in the middle of last year, which was sort of in the middle of the time that I was working on this second album. So it's a really important part of this next album, because is that whole story and the development of my relationship with Sam is kind of the main inspiration behind the whole album. So I guess it's been really important to us, like it being such a personal collection of songs, that all of the art and videos and everything, that it all complements and supports that. So yeah, I guess we've kind of gone all out as far as the queer messaging for this.
More generally, pop can be a bit of a dirty word for some people. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I don't know. I've always loved pop music. Like, right, that was the first type of music that I loved when I was little. The first CD I ever bought was the Dr. Jones single by Aqua. And then I like got into Britney Spears and Destiny's Child and stuff. And I've always loved it. So yeah, I think some people like just look down on it just because they're not open to appreciating it. I don't know. I think it's pop for a reason. Like people like it.
So Bats shifts away from the pure pop sound of This Is Our Vice, bringing in more music genres. How did this change up happen?
Well, I guess I just wrote and recorded it all at home over the last couple of years, and I was sort of just I wanted the songs to feel right for like how I was feeling when I was writing them. And for a lot of the album, it kind of, there's a lot more space on there. I didn't want to crowd the songs with extra parts that weren't integral to making the song. So I feel like you can hear everything that's in there. And I think it adds to the sort of honesty of it, because I feel like lyrically, like it's definitely the most I've ever given away. And it feels like that's all sort of laid bare. And then, yeah, musically, I feel like it's kind of a similar thing. And I think that being more involved in the production and recording of it and kind of, yeah, just following my own feelings has led to, yeah, quite a significant stylistic change.
I think it really, really comes through. I've been listening to it a bunch.
Thank you.
Owen Pallett wrote about his friend and musician Mike Hadreas, the lead singer of Perfume Genius. He wrote a great article about the defiance of queer intimacy in Perfume Genius's music. Do you guys feel like you're being defiant with your queer intimacy?
I don't know. I feel like we've had such a nice response to everything that it kind of, I don't feel like we're necessarily being defiant, but it feels good to be representing a group that aren't like, well, yeah, that haven't really been represented in a huge like way over time. And hopefully like it can lead to it being a much more mainstream thing.
You guys' romance has been like the story of the album. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we first met when we were 12, and then it took us like years to even become friends properly. And then it's been a really long journey for us, and we were both facing similar struggles of like growing up gay in really religious environment and kind of having that internal battle of wanting to be the person that you're being told you should be, and also wanting to like follow the way that you're feeling and be your true self. And there was like a lot of fear and denial for a long time. So it was a long journey to kind of get to a place where we could unlearn everything that we've been told growing up and distance ourselves from those beliefs and just embrace who we really are. And it, yeah, like I feel like everything happens for a reason, and it definitely took a while for us to come to terms with like who we were and then like what our relationship should be and that sort of thing. And it was like an eight years of like being best friends and facing these same struggles. And then last year we finally had an open conversation and told each other how we felt, and then from that we were like, right, well, like, we're doing this, and came out to our families and friends. And then obviously, like, with our social media, we always like it to be a true reflection of who we are and what we're doing. So it like made its way onto there. And I don't know, I feel incredibly lucky to have the life that I do, getting to be in a band with the love of my life.
I feel like all of Australia has really enjoyed watching your story. Why did you share it with us?
Well, I guess the fact that we want, like, we've always wanted to be like really open and genuine with what we're doing, and that's been hard when you're like hiding a big part of yourself, and like especially when we were like hardly out to ourselves, it's just like a confusing, hard thing. So I guess now, feeling so sure of who we are and feeling more comfortable with that, it's like nice to be able to be open about it. But I think the best thing about being able to share that with people is that we're helping young queer people who are in similar situations come to terms with who they are. And we've received a lot of messages and that sort of thing from young people who have said that we've helped them like love themselves, like for being gay, and that just by being open and showing that like you should be proud of who you are just the way that you are. It seems to be like encouraging for young people in similar situations. So if we can help young people get to a place where they have accepted themselves and they can start to be happy and live life as their true selves, then that is awesome.
These are quite dark times for queer people. Is there any, I feel weird asking this question, is there any worry that the postal survey casts a shadow on things?
I think that the postal survey is like, it's upsetting that it is a conversation that even needs to be had, and that people are still questioning whether LGBTQI people should have the same rights as a heterosexual person. I guess a big concern for a lot of people is the no campaigning. Having been a young gay person who was struggling to come to terms with that, I know firsthand that seeing things like an ad saying that you shouldn't be allowed to get married, it kind of contributes to like the shame, and it pushes you further from feeling comfortable expressing who you really are. And the highest suicide rates in young people are in the LGBT community, and I think it's all little things like that that add up, and that is really scary.
Let's switch gears to something a little more positive. I mentioned, I don't know if I actually mentioned it, but your guys' wholesomeness, your love, it might just be that I think of when I think of your wholesomeness, but it seems to be a larger part of your band's identity. Like I think there was a tweet about Taylor Swift's brand new song. So tell us about your, I don't know if it's necessarily wholesomeness, but your positivity. Is it a response to anything?
I don't know. I don't know if it's necessarily in a response to anything in particular. I think that for us, like when we've received love and positivity and that sort of thing, like it has made a big difference. So I guess we just want to try and share that with other people, I guess, and hopefully be encouraging. I think there's enough negative stuff going around that the less offensive you can be, and like the more love you can share, the better. So I guess we're just trying to do our best.
You talk about sharing. Your Snapchat features in the story of the album title Bats, and you talk about the connectedness that Snapchat brings you. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We've been avid Snapchat users for a while now, and we've we've got two beautiful dogs, Missy and Evie, who we Snapchat a lot. And I think people like them more than they like us. And that's totally fine. but yeah, we used to live right near a colony of bats. So like live along the banks of a creek here in Brisbane. And that's where I wrote and recorded all of the album. And we'd go down at dusk, like most evenings, and stand on the bridge over the creek and just watch the bats wake up and fill the sky. And there'd just be like thousands of them flying overhead, and it's so beautiful. And I used to Snapchat it like pretty much every day, and someone from Texas replied and they're like, oh, that's so cool, like I see the same thing here. And that made me think like that Sam and I could be like anywhere and it would be like just as beautiful. And that's the opening of the song Bat, that we can like be anywhere and it doesn't change us. And then yeah, that song ended up really capturing like how it was to be like freshly in love and in like the start of our relationship. And then yeah, we used to like take a bunch of photos of the bats and we were almost obsessed with them. And I was like, that should be the title track, and then like the art should be the like photo of the bats and that sort of thing. And yeah, I think it's like, I love that that was inspired by a fan from Texas. Like I wish I could remember like who it was, but yeah, I like that the fans really have been like such an important part of this, and like the things that they say to us and that sort of thing like has an impact on us, and like, and it's inspiring. So yeah, I think it's really cool how connected the connection we've been able to make with our fans through social media.
So you're touring at the start of next year, hitting Adelaide at the start of Fringe. I don't know if you knew this, but Fringe is peak bat viewing season. Did anyone in the band know about this?
No, but someone tweeted about it, I think, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to see the Adelaide bats. We have a lot of them. And I think I'm going to end on this one. I shared your story to a Sufjan Stevens gay shit posting group where we are all very gay for a very famous folk singer. And everyone asked me to ask about Missy and Evie. How are they coping with their newfound fame?
They are doing great. I actually think that they're like getting used to me having my phone out all the time to Snapchat everything they do. Because Evie has to have medicine a couple of times a day, and I Snapchat like her getting her medicine most days. And we call it Digwick, and it's like we wanted her getting her medicine to be like an exciting part of her day. And so we get them like riled up. And now when I'm like holding my phone like in front of my chest, I can see her like start to perk up, like she knows it's time. So yeah, they're doing great. They're loving the cameras and they are getting cuter every day.
Well, all of the people in the thread saying were saying that they love you. So we all love you, and I'm really excited to share for you to share Bats with the whole of Australia.
Me too. Thank you.